This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Monopolists, beware. Haters gonna hate is a line that we've all heard by now. Lina Khan, the legal antitrust scholar who is Biden's surprise appointment to head the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, has been a controversial nominee. She's also been the target of all manner of businesses and their lawyers, especially in the tech world, where she has mounted huge cases against Google and others for antitrust restraints of trade. In the early going on the FTC attack on monopolists, they've been winning the day and beating her soundly. The tide may be finally turning, which would be a good omen for stopping deep-pocketed corporates and their avarice. Amazingly, here in the dog days of 2023, the FTC won one, and it's a big coup in a shocking venue, the arch-conservative, MAGA-favorite, New Orleans-based Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Just to set the context, if you're a heavy-breathing, far-right social and political conservative with axes to grind, getting your case in the footprint of the Fifth Circuit is your go-to play. Want to take a shot at the administrative state, or deep state, as the QAnoners call it? You're going to file in the South or West Texas with a Trump appointee, so you can have the Fifth Circuit give it the hi-ho up to the Supreme Court and make or break laws. This is the same strategy for abortion, gun rights, anti-LGBTQ, and the like. Taking you into the weeds, this was a case on a merger effort by the big biotech company Illumina, which was trying to buy a company for over $7 billion called Grail that makes cancer tests. The FTC argued a breakthrough expansion of the existing watered-down antitrust legal theories that even if this merger were not in the same field or sector, if the merger decreased competition in the sector where it was making the purchase, it would still be an antitrust violation. This has been their Microsoft argument against acquiring huge game operation Activision Blizzard for $69 billion when the FTC had raised alarms but did not succeed. This time, the FTC prevailed and did so in the Fifth Circuit, where the panel agreed that the merger would so decrease competition in the critical cancer testing area that it violated antitrust. They didn't give the FTC a green light on all of its theories, but on the bottom line, it was a big winner. Illumina has now announced that it is abandoning and unwinding the Grail merger, PDQ. This is potentially huge. The ripple effects are going to be significant on both sides of the Atlantic, since the EU is onto these bums as well. Almost immediately, Adobe, the tech PDF master, has announced that it is paying a $1 billion breakup fee, I guess you call it, and walking away from a $20 billion merger with design software maker Figma because the regulatory climate has finally changed. The tech libertarians only mouth the words about supporting competition and free market capitalism, but worship at the throne of monopoly. We need the FTC and the EU to put lots of boulders in the road in front of them and others. Decisions like this and continued aggressiveness of the FTC should mean more competition, lower prices, and fewer fat wallet billionaires. And that's good for the rest of us. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments. www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.